Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers. In Kansas City, May wheat, 727 and a quarter. It's down 8. July, 734, down 8 and a half. May wheat in Chicago, 690 and a half, down 6. July, 695 and three quarters, down 5 and a half. May corn, 640 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. July, 628 and a quarter, down 2. December, 536 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1369, down 11 and a quarter. July, 1347, down 10 and three quarters. November, 1225, down 7 and a half. May soybean meal, 395.30, down 270. May soybean oil, 48.52, down 63. April live cattle, 127.65, down 32.5. April feeders, 144.32.5, down 22.5. And April lean hogs, 81.90, up 57.5.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Been a tough week for soybeans if you are a bull since we last talked. Soybeans continue to grind lower, even have made a new low for the move today by a couple of pennies, have blown through a Fibonacci retracement at the 61.8% level of the move for the entire last year. I'm looking at the November composite chart. Is there any hope that we're going to turn sideways anytime soon again?
Well, there's always that hope that the market will get oversold enough that we'll have some kind of recovery rally. But I think probably what most traders are probably watching, Dave, is the weekly lead futures soybeans. It does have a massive head and shoulders top formation, and the decline that we had there last Thursday, and then the follow-through weakness that we've seen in beans this week, we have clearly broken underneath that neckline. at least that is signaling longer term that we've got some downside vulnerability over the next several months. Now, a lot of times when you break out of a pattern like this, it'll run a while and then it'll stop and try to rally back a little bit to see if this is for sure the market wants to do. My guess is that, you know, unless we get ourselves into a growing season problem, it's going to be real difficult for these markets to rally after the big increase in supply that we saw, you know, in the USDA's report.
So the risk is to the downside. Corn futures, looking at the December composite daily chart, we have managed to do a little bit of consolidating after the big fall off of the quarterly grains stock report. But this 540 area has been a key area for a number of months. If you go all the way back to November of 11, it was a support area all the way to March of 12. Then it became a resistance area to June of 12 when we learned that, gee whiz, it is indeed a drought and the crop took off from there. And now we're back down at that 540 pivot point again.
Yeah, and in order to really stir up any kind of short covering rally that might take us you know, part way back, maybe to the 550 level or maybe 555, 560, you're going to have some closes above 540. That's going to be the real pivot point. As long as you stay underneath 540, the market's going to kind of want to drip here on you. But we are, when you do look at a weekly chart on the continuous December, we are back to where those levels were last year. So this is a place or a point of support, at least for right now. But like I said, you're, in order to really get this market excited about any kind of rally, you're going to have to get some closes above 40. And then that could maybe open up the door for a pretty nice little, you know, recovery rally. But we'll have to take one day at a time on that.
So we end up going and looking at the weather forecasts day by day, 10 days by 10 days, and we are moving, therefore, into a pretty strong weather market, I would assume.
Well, that'll be the next issue. As a rule, markets don't worry about delayed plantings until you kind of get into the month of May. When you go back and look at past times, because usually a sign of moisture is a sign that you're in a wet year, and then that ends up having yields closer to trend than you do when you have some early planting. So it's just, I mean, there is a little activity going on in the Delta and in the southern states here, but I am hearing that there is a little movement maybe here and there, but it kind of looks like it's at least a week away to see any kind of significant movement up north.
The other possibility of perking a market up is obviously demand side. What are your thoughts, demand side, moving forward through the rest of the spring?
Well, demand's going to be tough on both corn and soybeans because of the large crops that we're producing down in South America. They're going to be strong competitors of on the demand side as we go forward here over the next several months. And they've got such a huge crop that I think they're going to be competitors, you know, all the way through the summer and maybe into our harvest months. So that's going to be a problem long term. I think in the short term, though, you know, we need to see if this rumor that China picked up some U.S. wheat here on the price break, if that's verified or not. I think that would be a good sign for the wheat market that we're picking up some demand. The price action is clearly supportive towards some kind of at least important low point that we've maybe had. If you could get wheat to go, then that could maybe come over and maybe spill over and help out corn and soybeans, try to generate some kind of technical recovery rally here as we go through planting.
So the question then becomes, how much of what we already know about a hard red winter wheat crop that that appears to not going to yield anywhere near what it did last year is already factored into the marketplace?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of that's factored in. The Informa group, you know, kind of got overall winter wheat pretty much unchanged. They got the soft red winter wheat picking up the slack of the hard red winter wheat, but nobody really knows for sure yet what kind of yield we're going to get. I think most people have a much lower yield than that group. But the key here is it is if China did buy U.S. wheat, that would be an awful that would be a pretty good statement that maybe this wheat market has done what it needed to do on the downside, and maybe we're trying to turn the corner here.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick on the charts. In Chicago, May wheat, 690 down 6.5. July, 695.75, down 5.5. May corn, 640.25, down 1.25. December, 538, down 1.5. May soybeans, 1368.25, down 12. November, 1224.25, down 8.5. May soybean meal, $3.95, down $3. May soybean oil, $48.55, down $60. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.